Welcome to The Hoop Commitment. I'm your host, Mike Nielsen. Join me every month to get inside the greatest minds in basketball nutrition, training, and leadership to elevate your game and improve the way you eat, train, and lead. Welcome to episode 117. I listened to an interview on JJ Redick's podcast with the legendary three-point shooter, Kyle Korver, and he explained the concept of masogi. Now, I'd never heard that term before, but basically, a masogi is a task performed in nature that is so extremely challenging that you might only have a 50% chance of completing it. He said the only real rule about creating a masogi is that you can't die. Now, listening to Kyle explain the masogis that he's attempted was a mix between being shocked, inspired, and curious all at the same time. Kyle Korver gets with a group of friends every year to think of something that would be so difficult that it would get them out of their comfort zone. One of the examples of a masogi that he's done is running a 5K underwater carrying a 70-pound boulder. So now this is a thing with my circle of friends. We're all asking ourselves if we would attempt the masogi, if we think we could complete it, and really just exploring the value of doing hard things. It's obviously made a huge impact on Kyle Korver's life, so it's worth considering. Now, some of the benefits of doing hard things is that it makes normal everyday life easier. If you paddleboarded for 8 hours straight in the ocean, it makes going to the gym for a 30-minute run seem like a walk in the park. It also raises your pain threshold and gives you confidence that you can try new things. So many of us focus on how we can do less and less, how we can make our life more convenient, to a point that when difficult times arise, we're unsure if we can make it through. Now, while I have to say it's inspiring to see people do a really difficult thing, my current passion is on the other end of the spectrum. I'm curious to find out how people continue to do the easy thing every single day. It's not that I'm against doing the hard thing because I know it's really valuable. It's just that I believe most people, including me, would benefit way more from consistently doing the easy thing, day in and day out. Instead of spending a massive amount of energy on doing a 5K underwater with a 70-pound boulder, it will be more beneficial for our conditioning and health to commit to 5 minutes of cardio every day. Instead of planning and spending a massive amount of money on a one-time, extravagant getaway with our spouse, most of our relationships will benefit way more from committing to giving our partner a compliment and asking them a good question every day. It's the Jerry Seinfeld idea. If you've listened to this podcast before, you've heard that Jerry Seinfeld believes a key to his success is that he commits to writing one joke a day. That's it. Just one joke, not 10 or 100. And it seems too easy. But the magic comes when you do it every day for a month or for a year, and then you have 365 jokes. And Jerry's probably been doing this for 20 plus years, and you can see how the accumulation of easy things adds up to success later on. I just finished a great book called Atomic Habits by James Clear, and he gives a powerful example of the benefit of doing the easy thing consistently. He said that one coin doesn't make anyone rich. Neither does two coins or three coins. But as you continue accumulating money, at some point, you have so much that no one can deny that you're rich. Work also accumulates. Even when you can't see improvement, you know you're storing energy. And it's not one thing that makes or breaks you. It's the stacking of small actions that make us successful. Now, another way to get rich is to get all the coins at once. And I really like this strategy too. But I just don't know that many people who are capable of winning the lottery. But every person I know is capable of making a commitment to do the easy thing every day. So after talking this through with my buddies, here are the three reasons we came up with why most of us should commit to doing the easy thing every day. Number one, some things are best learned by taking short, daily actions. My family decided to do a summer commitment where we chose one thing to work on every day for 5 minutes. And when we completed our 75 days in a row, we got to choose our own reward. My youngest son, Memphis, decided to learn how to play guitar, which I was excited about because I love music. And guitar is a great example of how doing the easy thing every day is better than doing the hard thing every once in a while. Because if you try to play guitar for 3 hours a day as a beginner, you'll ruin your hands. Your fingers will bleed because you haven't built up any calluses. And if you play too long, you could actually cause long-term damage. Playing for hours in a single day will force you to take weeks off of practice to let your fingers heal. So doing a little every day not only helps you build calluses, it's also a more effective and efficient way to build skill. And I found that most people overestimate what they can do in the short run and underestimate what they can do in the long run. And so the highlight of my summer came at a family friend's lake cabin, sitting around a fire, and everyone asked Memphis to play a song. And without hesitation, he grabbed the guitar and sang Beyoncé's Halo. And the cutest part was that he had the hiccups. So in between lyrics, it would sound like this. I can see you, Halo, Halo. And I looked across the fire while he was playing, and a couple of the moms were crying, and I even teared up too. I was so proud of him because no one did the work for him. He learned firsthand that he can do anything in life with an easy daily commitment. So here's a short clip of Memphis playing the guitar. Now, the best part of only committing to 5 minutes a day is that the hardest part of playing guitar is just taking it out of the case. Once you sit down with a guitar, 5 minutes usually turns into 15 minutes. So most days, Memphis actually played for 10 to 20 minutes. But on the days where he was sick, tired, or just unmotivated, he still got his 5 minutes in. And the second reason we should consider doing the easy thing every day is that some goals can only be accomplished by doing a small commitment over time. If you have a goal of gaining 10 pounds of muscle, you can't do this in a day or a week. No matter how hard you lift, there's biological limits for how fast you can create new tissue. And I'm quick to tell athletes that you don't build muscle in the weight room. You build muscle when you eat and sleep. You don't get stronger in the weight room. You actually get weaker. If you can do 20 pull-ups when you start the workout, you might only do sets of 5 by the time you leave. You break down muscle when you lift weights, and you grow when you refuel and you recover. So if you want to gain 10 pounds of muscle, this means you have to eat more calories than you burn. You have to take in more energy than you expend, so you have materials left over to create new tissue. And no matter how much you can eat, this is impossible to do in one meal. It has to be slowly accumulated over the course of months by adding a few hundred calories to every meal. It's so easy to add a smoothie to breakfast or double your protein for lunch. And while you might not see the scale change on any given day, there's no doubt that you'll build muscle when you consistently fuel your workouts properly. One meal doesn't cause you to gain weight. It's the accumulation of food over months that builds muscle. And the third reason why you should do a small daily commitment is that consistently doing the easy thing makes you better at doing the hard thing. Now, most of us can agree that running a marathon is a big accomplishment, even if it isn't performed underwater carrying a 70-pound rock. And I personally have never ran 26.2 miles in a day, so I have a massive amount of respect for anyone who trains for and completes a marathon. Being in the strength conditioning field, I have a lot of friends who've taken on this challenge, and all of them have told me the same thing. The more consistent they are with doing their daily training, the more successful they are in the big race. And the most important point they share with me is that it's really not even about the marathon. It's about the daily training. It's not about the destination. It's about the journey. Whether or not they sign up for another marathon, they're going to continue running because of the mental and physical benefits they get from being active every day. And so, the more consistently you train your mind and body, the better equipped you are to handle the big stresses in life when they come. Your mind is also a muscle that needs the right amount of resistance every day. So, if doing the easy thing is so valuable and effective, Why doesn't everyone do it? Well, it's because things that are easy to do are also easy not to do. It's easy not to practice guitar for 5 minutes today because no one's going to be disappointed in you, and you can just play twice as long tomorrow. But the problem with this is we use the same excuse the next day, and pretty soon you never learn how to play guitar. And so one of the big lessons I've learned is that it's impossible to miss 2 days if you never miss the first. And it's easy not to eat a big breakfast when you're trying to gain muscle because there's no immediate repercussion for it. You don't instantly lose muscle mass, and your coaches and teammates probably won't even know. But the problem is, you can't eat twice as much for breakfast the next day because our stomachs are only so big. And it's easy not to ask your son or daughter a good question when you're driving in the car. For me, I justify it by telling myself that my family loves listening to music, and my kids seem just as happy staring out the window. But any parent knows that you cannot get all those small moments back. The small moments are what makes a relationship. You see, the easy thing is so easy not to do because small actions seem insignificant by themselves in the moment. But the accumulation of all those good questions and conversations in the car are what make strong emotional connections. And so today I wanted to share one of the greatest gifts I've ever received, and that's the tool of CQCQ, which stands for compliment, question, compliment, question. Dr. Shamfurch, who was on an earlier episode of the Hoop Commitment podcast, taught me that the key to loving and understanding my family lies in my ability to create quality conversations. The more I understand my kids, the more they feel loved. And so here's the advice he gave to me to use on all the pickups and drop-offs to school and practice. With each kid, I use the CQCQ format by starting with a compliment and then asking an open-ended question. After the response, I follow up with another compliment and ask a deepening question. Here's how it might look with my son on a car ride home after practice. Carter, you're such a great teammate. I love how you high-five guys throughout practice. Hey, I was thinking, who is the best teammate in the NBA and why? Now, Carter's response will dictate the next compliment in question. But if he answered with Steph Curry, my response might look something like this. Great answer. It would be so fun to watch you on the court with Steph since both of you guys play so hard. Okay, so if you were on an NBA team, which four guys would you want to start alongside you? Or here's another scenario. If I'm taking my daughter to dance practice, here's an example of how I might use the CQCQ. Ella, I'm so excited for your next performance. It's amazing how graceful you make all those complicated moves look. What's the most challenging move in your current dance you're working on? And then depending on her answer, I might respond with this. You've got such great self-discipline. It's going to be fun to see you continue working and improving on it. Hey, tell me about the differences between doing your trio dance and your large group numbers. You see, there's nothing magic about these compliments or questions. And depending on the day and the person, you might choose lighthearted and funny questions or deep, serious questions. It's really just the principle of consistently having quality conversations that's really important. So let's finish this episode with one of my favorite quotes. If you know it and you don't do it, you don't know it. Say that to yourself. If you know it and you don't do it, you don't know it. And this is my favorite quote because it's what I need to hear all the time. If you've listened to this podcast before, you might think that I have it all figured out. And that's so far from the truth. I miss breakfast and workouts just like anyone else. And just because I'm teaching you about CQCQ doesn't mean that I'm great at it. I fail all the time. And so, this whole episode was really written for me. I need to hear that doing the small, easy things is what's really important. Knowing CQCQ, but never complimenting and asking my kids questions, is really not knowing CQCQ. The only way to know it is to do it. Understanding that breakfast is the most important meal of the day does not help me build muscle. Only eating breakfast builds muscle. So here's my challenge to you. What's one easy thing that you can do every day for the next 30 days that will add up to something significant? Do you want to improve your ball handling skills? Then commit to dribbling for 5 minutes every day for the next month. 5 minutes is easy, but over the course of a month, it's over 2 hours of intentional practice. I do this with all the teams I coach, and it's amazing to see how every kid shows significant improvement after 2 hours of ball handling. Do you want to gain muscle? Well, then commit to adding 100 to 200 calories to each meal you eat for the next 30 days. 100 to 200 calories isn't much. It's the equivalent of adding one small Greek yogurt for breakfast, or adding an extra nutrition bar for lunch, or even just drinking a glass of milk at dinner. But over the course of a month, you've added an additional 10 to 20,000 calories of energy to not only build muscle, but to help you sprint, jump, shoot, and lift harder. My son Carter wants to gain muscle, so we're doing this exact thing right now. And one easy thing he does is make an extra PB&J sandwich to eat after school. Over the course of a month, just adding that one sandwich adds an additional 7,000 calories to his diet. Or you can try doing the CQ with me. How much better would you know your partner, kids, teammates, or your players after 30 days of quality conversations? Or maybe even more important, how much more loved and valued would they feel? Can you commit to complimenting and asking questions to one person every day for the next month? It's so easy to do, and sadly, so easy not to do. Most coaches will waste the first 5 minutes of practice when kids are showing up to the gym. Most parents will turn on the radio in the car and miss the opportunity to love their family. But not you, not for the next 30 days. You know, my friend just sent me a text last week that read, CQCQ was executed this morning. And as I read it, I smiled and then texted back, how did it go? And he responded, my pregnant wife has an even bigger glow. And man, these kind of texts fire me up and inspire me to keep doing my best. So if you choose to do a 30-day commitment, I've got one favor to ask. Share this episode with a friend. Reach out to someone who will be a good accountability partner and challenge them to do it with you. Do you have a friend that's been trying to learn a foreign language or that needs a jump start with their workouts? Do you want to challenge your assistant coach to do the CQCQ with one player every day? There's strength in numbers. And you've already made up your mind to do the commitment. And with little effort, you can help someone else be successful. And so if you end up doing this, I'd love to hear about it. Shoot me an email or a DM on Instagram and share how it goes. And so, to all you who are committed, well, earn your X.